never find for you. Carlito Cross, motherfucker, like you. He asked me to touch a chick, and I touched it, and it felt real good, motherfucker, like you. Carlito Cross, king of the madhouse, gone too soon, motherfucker, like you. Touch it, touch it, touch it, motherfucker, like you. Walk machine, ranch road, Carlito Cross.
Hello.
Hi, is Charlotte there?
This is Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte. Is Charles there too?
No, there's no one else here.
Oh, okay. I was just calling from Facebook support, and I understand that you both share this account, correct, on Facebook?
I don't know why we would be sharing.
But you both have your name on there, correct?
Not a Charles, no.
Okay. But earlier we had gotten a complaint. There was actually several complaints, and they were complaining about a joke that you had put online about a used lottery ticket or something like that.
No, I don't put jokes on Facebook. I do very little on Facebook.
Okay, and what do you think they would have been reporting your account about then?
I have no idea.
Okay. You haven't done anything, say, in the last 3 to 4 hours that would have been misconstrued as a violation of the terms of service?
I haven't even been on Facebook in 3 or 4 hours.
Okay. Because they said you've been advertising a lot of stuff outside of the Facebook marketplace. Like, that's really the place that it's for. But there's a lot of things on there that people are saying they're possibly stolen because there are high-value items at such a cheap price.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, you haven't got your hands on a 1978 Mercedes. It usually goes for $20,000 approximately because it's antique. Selling it for $550.
No way.
Okay, you didn't have possibly have a diamond ring. It doesn't say much other than it's 1.2 carats going for $25.
No.
Okay, and at no point did you have the Hope Diamond in your possession and put it up for sale on your account?
Nope.
Okay, because the Hope Diamond is a priceless heirloom, and for you to be putting it up for sale, we don't believe you would have it in your possession. That's why it was flagged as a scam.
No, heavens no.
Okay, and could you tell me what, I'm looking at the logins right now, could you tell me approximately when the last time was you logged in?
It was sometimes today, but I don't.
Okay, did you post at any point today? Or was it just browsing?
This morning I put some little picture up that said good morning.
Oh, a good morning picture? Hang on. I just moved into the restroom. Sorry. They're really strict on when we have to take our breaks. But I have to finish this call before I can actually go on break. So you're saying you just, you were just posting good morning then, you weren't doing anything else.
Yeah.
All right. Just a second here. All right. Sorry, I just sat down. All right, I'm trying to do this on my phone. And how many times a day do you post, would you say?
One or two, maybe.
One or two? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be out in a second, guys. Sorry, there are people trying to get in here, too.
I have to take a shit.
One to two times. Okay. And so, no. Guy, I'll be out in a second. That's uncalled for.
Thank you for your contribution to Dwight Machines Incorporated, a nonprofit.
Don't say that. We might get in trouble.
LLC.
Because this is definitely for profit. we don't have the proper paperwork for that.
It's okay. Yeah. You're a church.
Where's your 501?
Please leave your message for 8.
Wow, man, I went through finding all these complainers to have fun with. And, like, nobody's picking up.
Aww.
Yeah.
I think we made him feel bad because he said, I'll give more. Feel bad.
No, you don't have to give more. Who is this? Hello?
Hello.
Is that Kelsey?
Hello. Hello?
Yeah, is this Kelsey?
No, it's not.
Well, who is you is?
Who is this?
Why are you picking up her phone then? Why are you sleeping on her couch like a lazy fuck? Huh? Hello? I'm friends with Freddy Krueger. I'll send him after you, bitch.
You need to come to hell? Do you live on Elm Street?
Hello?
Hi, yeah. Can you hear me now? Did you turn your hearing aids on?
I can hear you.
Okay, is this Kelsey?
No, it's not.
Okay, why are you answering her phone, running up the bills, sleeping on her couch like a lazy little bitch?
Baby, don't call this phone anymore.
I'm going to call it again, and I'm going to make you call me baby again, and then we're going to get married. And then we're going to move. We're going to move.
You're a jerk. Shut up.
I'm going to move you out of that life.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
McMinniman's Old St. Francis, this is Kelly. How can I help you?
Kelly! Listen, I'm lost in here. I've had too much to drink.
Okay.
And I can't find...
How can I help?
I can't find my way. I see this big white thing in front of me, and there's something like a light on the other side of it. But it's huge.
Huh.
It's like a theater, but I don't see any seats.
Do you know, are you in a building?
Yeah, I am inside, yeah.
And you don't know, can you, like, see a door that goes outside? Where are you trying to go?
I'm trying to get unlost. I started wandering from the bar over towards the hotel and stuff, and then the theater, and I saw a sign for the theater, and...
Okay.
And I took like three doors, and now I'm back in this area that's like, I don't know, it's like, is dark?
Yes. You might be in one of the rooms. Can you leave the room?
I can try to leave the room, but I don't
I could send someone over to help you.
Why?
Because you sound like you need help.
Hang on, I can't see you here. Hang on. What is it?
Oh, baby.
Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi.
I fell down.
Oh, where are you at?
I fell down some stairs.
Some stairs in the art house. Come and check the art house.
I fell
down. Are you in a building that has an elevator?
No, my phone battery is low. Oh, no.
Uh-oh, okay. We have someone coming out to check around for you, okay?
You're doing what?
We have someone coming out to the building to help you.
Battery low.
Oh, no, it's low. Battery.
Yeah, I hear it saying it's
hang
low.
Hang on, I'm going to get...
I know,
hang
I hear
on,
it.
Hang on, I think I can walk. I think I can walk.
Can you... Sir?
I fell again.
Okay, what color is the wall that is next to you?
It's dark. Light. I think the bulb burned out.
Okay, are you in a room or are you in the stairwell?
Bottom of the stairs is my best guess.
Alrighty. Okay, we have someone coming out.
My head is all wet.
Alrighty.
Oh,
we
God.
Have someone on their way out
oh,
to help
God.
You.
I think that's blood.
Okay, hold on, alright?
Hold on, what do you mean? Oh, yeah.
We have someone coming out.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
98.6.
Imagine that, this is Heather.
Hi, Heather. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So we're calling from over here at 98.6 The Mouth. Have you heard of us? We're a radio station
No.
here. Oh, great. Great. It's great that you've heard of us. But listen, we got a contest going on right now. I don't know if anybody has talked
uh-huh.
to you about this, but we are going to be sending several people your way over the next about 2 hours. We're having a scavenger hunt. We've hidden an envelope full of money in your establishment, and they're going to come and try to find it. They're going to be, so we've given them all containers of spray bottles of milky goo,
okay.
and they're going to be spraying it and trying to locate the money. We got an envelope of money. It's a manila
envelope. Not inside
of
here, though, right?
No, yeah, inside of there. It's inside.
I'm saying they're not going to be doing that inside of the store.
No, they have to win the money. It's a part of the game.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You might have to call management.
No, okay, so what it is the spray bottle. You basically, it's like, you know, Go-Gurts that you get at the store?
Uh-huh.
Like they're in the tubes.
Uh-huh.
Well, we've emptied a bunch of those out into spray bottles, and then we diluted it with a bit of almond milk. So it'll be, you know,
uh-huh.
the consistency to be able to spray, because, of course, you can't spray any type of yogurt.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Good. I need somebody. Do you have cleaning people that come tomorrow?
Sorry?
Clean. People that clean.
Okay.
When do they come?
Okay, tomorrow morning.
Okay. Because I took my...
You are staying in...
Yeah, I'm here. I'm staying. Yes, good.
In which room?
Number two. You know the second floor?
Yes.
Yeah, number 15 of the second floor.
15?
Yeah, of the second floor, though.
Okay, so what's the matter?
Well, I brought my motorcycle up here to keep it protected. It's very expensive. It's one of the new Tesla motorcycle trucks. And I brought it in here, and Tesla, the owner manual, says I need to start it up about every half an hour to make sure the battery doesn't implode. And so I've been up here revving my engine in my motorcycle, and I left tire marks on the floor.
Okay, well, my manager is not here right now. He'll be come back within an hour.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You can give me your name.
It leaked oil. It leaked oil all over the floor. It made some sex line calls on the phones back to Tesla. That wasn't me. I will not be charged for that.
Okay. So my manager will come within an hour, okay?
Okay.
I'll let him know about your matter, and then he'll call you, or then you can tell him.
Okay,
okay,
and listen, my bike.
May I know your name, please?
Yeah, my bike's not happy about the car, about the glass in the room, so it broke it.
Okay. So.
Oh, it's at it again. My motorcycle is breaking glass.
What?
Yeah.
You break something?
Yeah, I broke it.
But why?
Because you told me that he wouldn't be back for an hour, so I had to break something to teach you a lesson.
Oh, just a second. What's the room number?
I have a problem with time. Did you just tell me just a second?
Just a second. Just give me 1 minute, okay? I'll call you back.
No, don't call me back. Hello? Damn it. I don't want to call me back in a second. I'm going to call her back right now.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Motel West?
Hello?
Hello, good evening, Motel West.
I have a problem with my toilet.
With your?
My toilet.
What's your room number, sir?
I don't know. I'm drunk.
You're drunk? Then if you don't tell me the room number, then how will I get to know, sir?
But I dropped a bottle of alcohol on the toilet, and now the toilet won't flush, and the water comes out when I flush it.
Obviously, then that is if when you drop it in a flush, then water will not go.
See,
right,
what?
Sir?
No, listen.
And what's your room number?
I'm not lying. See, look, I flush it. I flush it.
What
and
is
now,
your room number,
and
sir?
Now water comes up. Now water comes up.
Can you just tell me what is your room number?
Where do I find that information for you?
See your room number, sir. It is on the door. On your door it is.
Okay, let me look here. There's nothing on the bathroom door at all.
Bottle dal diya pani wapas aa
raha. Terry Maki Chut.
Yeah. You have to remove that bottle, sir. We will not do it from the flush.
I don't remove water. I don't work here.
No, sir. You put it in that flush, and so you have to pick it up, that bottle. Yeah.
But
what's your room number?
But listen to this water. A lot of water I'm walking through right now. Listen.
What is your room number, sir? What is your name? At least you just tell me your name.
The water is spinning everywhere, and I try to flush it. There's poop water on the floor, and you need to come clean it up now.
What is your name?
What is my name is Ben. B-E-N.
Ben?
Yeah, and the last name is spelled C-H-O-D. Ben Chod.
Ben
Chod.
Are you there in this motel, sir?
Yeah, my mother, Mara Chod, she booked the room for me. Hello?
Is it 249?
249, yeah, it should be under Ulu Lund.
It's D-A-N-D. Your name is D-A-N-D, right?
My name is D-I-C-K.
D-I-C-K?
Dick.
So who made this reservation? Is it on your name or on your mother's name it is?
My mother, Mother Chod, is her name. Oh.
Sir, I'm not understanding your name, sir. You're telling some other name and you're telling it is reserved on your mother's name. Can you just tell me at least your room number, please?
You're making me angry.
I'm down to the office.
You're making me angry in here. I gotta break those glasses. You don't believe me.
Sir, we will not do that because it is you're the one who put it inside that flush.
Come clean the glass up. I just broke it.
Why should I clean, sir? It is you the one who did it.
Because you are a Terry Maki Chut.
Sorry?
You are a Terry Maki Chut. That's why you need
I'm
to
using those words. You can't abuse us like that.
What do you mean? I didn't abuse you.
But what does that mean?
What does what mean?
West.
Hi.
Hello.
This man helped me in the hallway. He's going to help me talk to you.
Hello, my name is Sanjay. Hello. This man, he made big mess in the room.
No, but room number you mess up. But room number you mess up, bye.
249.
Room number.
249.
249, only one person.
Giraashamye.
214.
Listen.
Hey. 249, one person.
I'm not in the room. I'm a neighbor.
We got six men in here with us.
What is your neighbor? What is your neighbor?
My name is. I am the neighbor. My name is Bodmash. Is my name. I'm the neighbor.
How many people, sir?
There's a lot of people in here.
There's two men, one banjo. Yeah.
There's touching.
My Skype just shit itself.
Oh, baby. Get off.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Skype just fucked itself.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hello, Grupa. How can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to make an order for pickup, if you don't mind.
For sure. Can I get your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Ben. B-E-N.
T-E-N. Okay, sir. And what would you like to order?
I would like one chicken tikka masala.
At what spice level?
Medium spice.
Mm-hmm.
Then can I get garlic naan?
Garlic naan?
Yep.
What else?
Do you have papadoms?
Yes, sir.
I'll take an order. How many papadoms come in an order?
Three of those.
Okay, that's fine. That'll be good. I won't be gluttonous tonight.
Mm-hmm. Anything else for you?
Then can I get a, let's see, do you have any Gal Mutra?
I'm sorry, what?
Gal Mutra?
I'm not sure what that is. I don't think we have any dish that's named.
No, no, it's a drink.
No, we don't have that. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right, I think I'll just take one, I guess the last thing I need is some Marachod and then that'll be it.
That's a cuss word, sir. I'm not sure where you heard it, but...
My friend Sanjay, who told me to make the order, he's laughing about something in the other room.
Yeah, like, the first thing is, like, cow's piss, too. It's not a drink.
Fuck you, Sanjay! He's making me look a fool over here. Okay, he said if I didn't have, any of that, he said I could get, tandoori chicken. I think is what he said.
Tandoori chicken?
Yeah, see, that's a real thing, right? That's a real thing?
Yeah, that's a real thing.
Asshole. What about garlic lund? Is that something?
Oh my god. Garlic. No, that's not it.
He's got me a whole paper here. He's like, if not this substitute, he's like, teri maki chut. I don't know if I said that right.
Nah, you're not supposed to say that.
No. He says, no. He's a whole list. Teri makichud, marachod, benchod.
Yeah, none of them is real.
Cha-cha-chod.
And then he
said to, like, tell you my name was the Big Bodmash, but I don't get it.
Yeah, and how spicy would you like your tandoori chicken?
Medium spice.
Medium as well? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, it's my first time trying the Indian cuisine, so I don't want to go crazy. I heard you guys got the spices.
Yeah, medium's pretty good, decent amount.
Okay, what spice level should I get to rub in Sanjay's fucking eyes for making me look a fool?
11, maybe.
All right, make the butter chicken. Did I do butter chicken or tandoori chicken?
Butter chicken.
All right, butter chicken, 11.
11, yeah. It.
And then whoever's cooking it, can you have them go use the bathroom, not wash their hands, and then make his food? Because he's sitting there. He's like texting me right now. He's like, he's like, don't forget the butter gandu.
I have customers waiting. If you like order any something else too, I'll be really happy to help you with that. But
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Let me get some ulu kapata and all that.
That's not even real food.
It's not? Are you sure?
No.
What are you hiding?
That's ulu paratha.
What are you hiding?
When I order.
No. What are you hiding?
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hello, Indian Home, how can I help you?
Hi. I just want to let you know that I'm stealing your customers, and I stole some of your recipes.
Sorry?
I stole some of your recipes, but I don't want you to worry because I'm never going to place ads on your recipes. I just want you to know that.
All right.
And I'm going to give you credit, but I'm still going to take them.
All right, sir.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to order food from you right now, and then I'm going to sell it to other people at a markup, and then I'm not giving you credit.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and make some orders. I need a big order, big catering order.
You want a big catering order?
Yeah, big catering order that I want in the next 15 minutes. I got a big order coming in.
Actually, I'm not the right one, so my manager is not right here right now.
Okay, what is his name?
His name is Minnie.
Minnie?
Yeah. He's just here right now. You want to talk to him?
Does he kind of sound like, ha ha?
Please. There you go.
Like that?
Hello?
Hi, that guy just called me a motherfucker on the phone. What's going on? I asked to speak to you because he called me a motherfucker.
I'm sorry?
That guy that just handed you the phone, he called me a motherfucker because I said I wanted to make a big food order. I said I wanted to spend $2,000 with you, and he said motherfucker, and he hung up. Well, he handed you the phone.
Just hold, let me check with him. Like,
okay, check with him, check with him, check with him. Come on. Big order.
Hello?
Hi. What'd he say?
I think there's some kind of miscommunication, sir. I think...
No, I said big food order, and he said matar chode.
Okay,
that's what he said to me.
Tell me, how can
I need 6,000 pounds of butter chicken, stat.
Okay, then we don't have it. Go to other restaurant. Don't call me here, okay?
Why don't you put a finger inside of your sister while I smack her?
Come here, I'll show you how to leave.
Matar chode?
Motherfucker, asshole.
Ben chode?
Go to hell, you asshole.
Nah, listen, Minnie Mouse, little bitch.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Hi. Do you serve family style food?
Usually it's like we have a pint-sized curry, only 16-ounce container for each curry. If you want to go like a larger size, then we have catering size. We have quarter tray, half-size pan tray, and full-large pan tray.
Oh. Yeah, because I'm going to have a big meal with your family, and I was wondering if you could put it for everybody.
How many people are you looking for, sir?
Hello?
For how many people are you looking to feed, sir?
Six. So there's your mother, your sister, your grandmother.
You know what? Bring them all here. Your sister will fuck her so hard she will remember all her life, okay? Bring her here, Zeus.
Oh, London, the mother trod.
Oh, yeah,
don't
they
talk to me like that. Hey, haram jari kute.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I can help you, sir.
Hi, I'm intoxicated, so you're going to have to bear with me just a little bit, okay?
Okay.
So, I'm in the hotel right now, and I'm walking around, and I'm knocking on doors to kiss men. And men won't answer the door when they see it's me.
Yeah. You stay at Gasket?
No, I don't stay here. I'm just knocking on doors at your hotel trying to kiss other men.
Why you knock the doors in the room?
Because, when I drink, something, I think one of my chromosomes changes and I become a woman. And so, I have the urge to kiss men. And so I'm knocking on doors, and the men won't let me kiss them. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna let me kiss now. They're gonna let me kiss now, motherfucker. Let me kiss you. Come here, let me kiss you.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
No problem. How can I help you?
Hey! How you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Not good. I'm in the bathroom right now. And my pants, they're like on my ankles, but they're caught on the toilet. And I can't get up.
Oh. Shit. Okay.
I don't know if it got caught on the flange or... or what? But
you want me to bring you something to try and yank it off, or?
Yeah, can you? Are you? Do you send someone to the bathroom to yank it off?
I mean, I guess we can go in and try and yank it off if you want.
Bring some scissors. If we gotta cut my pants, I don't even care.
Gotcha. All right, give me one second.
Hang on. I'm gonna try.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hello?
Hi, do you have pasties there?
Who?
Pasty?
I think you got the wrong number.
No, you put them on your tits, you know, on the nipple, the pasty. Do you have those?
I think you got the wrong number.
Who did I get a hold of here? Aren't you the pasty guy?
Oh.
Somebody told me that you make custom pasties.
I don't think so.
I was thinking, like, to have pasties with, like, the Pope on them. Or
sorry,
like...
I don't make that kind of stuff up. I live in Wisconsin. You're from Oklahoma.
Yeah, but, you know, there's something called the mail. Like, you could send me the pasties. All you got to do is just, you know, make
it. I think you got the wrong number because I'm a regular home resident. I don't I'm not into that kind of stuff.
Oh, so I guess you're not the butt plug guy either.
No.
Huh.
No, that's her. She supplied me with my glow-in-the-dark LED butt plugs.
See, now why you gotta go lie like that and say you're not the butt plug person?
I'm not! Sorry, I'm not! You got the wrong person, I'm sorry.
She circumcised me as an adult.
Well, okay, I'll believe you if you say it. I believe you if you say it like a full sentence.
Number.
Just say, I'm not the butt plug person. Just say it. I'm not the butt plug person.
That's the butt plug girl. That's the butt plug lady.
No, I need it. I need it for evidence. Just say, I'm not the butt plug person, and we'll leave you alone.
I'm not the butt plug person. Sorry, you got the wrong number.
She's lying.
Goodbye.
That's her.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Well, I'm not.
That's a good sound clip.
I'm not.
Okay, dude. For I'm evidence. Not. You just said you needed it for evidence.
She didn't even question, like, evidence for fucking what? She is
like, okay, fine, if you need it.
What the hell does it, I'm a regular home resident mean? What the hell is she talking about there?
You got my email. I didn't send any emails.
Yeah,
sir.
Well, it was an email text. It said it came from the phone.
Oh, who is this?
Oh, it's Dwight? I was calling about the woman's bike, the lady's bike.
Oh, I have a Trek bike. Yeah,
Trek bike.
I do.
Yeah. Is that one of the three-wheeled kinds?
No, it's not a three-wheeler, it's two-wheel.
Two-wheel, okay, that's fine. That's fine. How many gears does it have?
Probably about 12 to 15.
12 to 15 gears, okay. All right, cool. All right, I'm just looking on there. And do you know if the chain been lubricated or is it dry or, like, what the condition of it is?
Well, yeah, I was monkeying with it today, and there is lubrication on the back sprocket, I know, but
because I do
called Trek 100 or something like that.
Right. Because I do I do a lot of things dry, but doing that's not one of them. Not bike chains, no.
We're just 6 days away from the Packers season opener against the Eagles.
What game are you watching? Okay. You watching the college footballs?
Well, it's all over right now.
No, there's still West Coast games going on, man.
It's the sport of
games. So I watched Wisconsin won. That was the only one I really cared about.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because they're going to lose to Michigan again.
Yeah, whatever.
This year they might even lose to Michigan State. And their coaches can't stop. Their coaches can't stop sexually harassing people.
I watch the NFL, but they're too high paid, too damn much money there. And they get the money, they forget how to play football.
The Detroit Lions are going to win the Super Bowl anyway, so you might as well just go ahead and put that bet on down.
Yeah. Okay, I'll put that on my calendar.
Go to DraftKings right now. Use a VPN, go to DraftKings so you can make an illegal bet and put some money down on the Lions to win a Super Bowl. You put $1,000 down, and then maybe your wife will love you again.
Oh, my God. You going to borrow me $1,000?
No, I'll take $1,000, though. I'll take it right out of your pocket after I push you down, old man.
Okay, whatever.
You ever carry $1,000 around in your pockets?
Never.
You ever been used as a sexual toy?
No, I did sell a car one time and had $1,000.
You want to hear the thing that happened to the last person I bought a bike from? I recorded. No, listen to me, old man. This is what happened to the last guy that sold me a bike and it didn't work right, so you better be telling me the truth.
Well, come now. I'm coming. Baby.
I made him ride the bike and show me how it worked. I was like, no, this looks too dry, and that was him riding the bike.
This is a fake hang-up.
It's a fake hang-up, isn't it?
It's a fake hang-up, isn't it? Doctor.
Your call could not be completed as dialed. Please hang up and try again.
Gil? I love how we just, at any moment, we could throw back to a fucking movie at any point. It's like, boy.
Good evening, it's at your secure room dining.
Hi, secure room dining?
Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
I'm hiding. We're hiding in here right now, and we can see you, but you can't see us. And as soon as your back is turned, we're gonna pull down your pants and suck your dick.
Just throw your head back. Throw your head back. Just like you've got long flowing hair.
I dare you close your fucking eyes for 3 seconds. It'll be sucked. This guy now, the rest of the night, is going to be walking around the dining area just fucking all paranoid, looking around like, who's trying to suck my dick?
That's just slurping in the west.
I thought she was connecting me to a room. I thought that's what she was doing.
Yeah. Hey, we're calling Ritz Carlton, Atlanta. This is Will. How can I assist?
Hey, Will, I'm in a hurry to get over there. Apparently, my wife is over there, and she's with another man. I need the address, like, stat. I'm going to put it in my GPS.
To get to the hotel?
Yep. I need the address, man.
It's Ritz-Carlton, Atlanta, 181 Peachtree.
Okay, hey, hang on. I'm going to put it in with my knee. Hang on, I'm trying to put it in.
Are you okay?
Hello?
Yeah, find my phone.
Well, come now. coming.
No, don't fuck me. Get out of my car. No.
Just take it easy. You had an awful bad accident. This will make it feel better. This will make it feel better.
Where'd you bring the spring from?
Yeah.
I got his legs.
I'm pregnant.
I got it from the wreckage of your car.
And I'll put the grease on him. Three fingers. Four fingers.
Okay.
Oh, here we go, baby.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing fine. I'm in the hotel right now. I'm not actually staying here, but there's a lot of locked rooms around here.
There's a lot of what?
Locked rooms, like locked doors.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What are you hiding?
Why would the doors be open?
What? Unless you have something to hide, I don't think they should be shut. They shouldn't be shut, and they shouldn't be locked. What are you hiding?
Nothing in particular.
Like this one right here?
So,
it says 215, and it's locked. What are you hiding?
215.
Yeah. This one says. This one says. This one's open. This one's bathroom. But like this one right here, it says cleaning or something like that. It's locked. What are you hiding?
Like I said, nothing in particular.
Okay, then come unlock the door.
I don't even know where you are.
So I'm on the second floor. What are you hiding?
Okay. You want to keep asking me that? I'm going to answer the same
until
way.
Until you explain nothing yourself. What are you hiding? What do you have in here? Is it illegal?
I have nothing to explain to you. I'm not hiding anything in particular, nor does the hotel.
Okay.
Nor is there
I think until you explain what you're hiding, I'm going to have to come down to the front desk, and I'm going to have to take your identification.
Yeah, all right.
I want your driver's license. I want your employee ID card. Until I find out what you're hiding.
Nothing in particular, once more. All right, so I'm going to end this conversation now.
Why? What are you hiding?
Thank you.
What are you fucking hiding?
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Best Yard Hotel. Front desk.
Hi, me and my friends, we're out back right now doing the scavenger hunt. Like, we've been digging for a pretty good amount of time. We haven't found anything yet out here.
Yeah. Are you calling the right number, sir?
The hotel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We saw online on TikTok that there was a scavenger hunt out here. And they said that the main prize was a 5-ounce gold bar. And they said to just you grab a shovel and start digging, and whoever found it first wins.
Oh, I'm unfamiliar with that.
Okay, but we've been digging. We've been digging in the yard of the hotel, like right out back here.
And you're at the Bailyard Hotel, sir?
Yeah, over on Interlock.
Okay, I'm unfamiliar with what you're speaking about.
Okay, well, nonetheless, we've moved a lot of dirt, and we got tobacco coming in here in about 15 minutes.
Alrighty, I will inform security.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Oh, in town place, Sweet Lawrenceville. Tierra speaking. How may I assist you?
Hey, how you doing there? My friend has his dick stuck in the elevator, and we're having a problem. If that isn't already a problem. Yeah, it was a crowded elevator because I'm a big rotund motherfucker, and so I take up a lot of room. And so, like, he had to stand closer to the door, and he got an erection from the way I smelled. I smelled like Wendy's cheeseburgers, and he got it caught in the door.
He got what caught in the door?
His phallus. His pecker, his junk. His cock and tackle.
Oh,
okay, okay. I didn't know it was that big to get stuck in.
I got my tallywacker stuck in the door. My piss pump is stuck in the door. The family jewels.
So what do you want to happen?
Do you have any lubricant? Do you have, like, WD-40 or something you could spray on it?
That's how they did it in American Pie.
Okay. So...
maybe you could just come by and show me, like...
I think I got some WD-40.
Why don't you just...
Could you come by with a laptop?
Hey, tell her to come to the...
come by with a laptop?
Tell her to come to the elevator and put her lips on it.
Yeah, I was thinking like if you brought a laptop with the hub on it, maybe like I would grow to an immense size and shoot the doors open. That could happen.
Well, how you're speaking is already like that.
What are you talking about? I'm not erect.
I mean,
you haven't seen me
erect. It has to be big enough to get stuck in the door.
Well, it's not hard, though. If it was hard, then I'd be able to open the doors. They would just be, like, crumpled to the sides.
Totally opposite. That sounds so stupid. Doesn't even sound like
what
it.
What are you
different.
Talking about?
That's crazy. Lord Jesus. Save this for your mother.
For my mother?
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Yeah, hi. I drink a little too much. I locked myself out of the room. And this person, like, you tell, I'm gonna hand them the phone. You tell them I locked myself out, so I'm allowed to poop in the hallway. I'm allowed to make.
No, you're not. We'll put you.
Here, talk to this guy, because I pooped. I'm pooping out here, because I'm a man without a bathroom.
Oh my God! Hello.
Give me the phone.
Oh, your ticket.
Oh. It's Joe.
I'm a man without a bathroom.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hi.
Hi.
I made a mistake, and I hope you won't kick me out. I've been drinking.
Okay, what happened?
You know the ice machine?
Yes.
I didn't know it was an ice machine when I did it.
Okay, what floor are you on?
I don't even know what month it is. It's September or something. I've been drinking. I drink a lot. I had Johnny Walker Black. Like, it was some smooth shit.
Okay, I need to know what floor you're on, sir.
I don't know what floor I'm on. I don't know how to tell you. The ice machine looked familiarly like a toilet. And I inserted my rectum in there. And it felt nice at first because it was cold air. And I had Chipotle for dinner. And that's another story for another time. But I went bathroom in the ice machine.
Okay, can you go get one of the doors and let me know what floor it says?
I'll go look. I'm trying to scoop the poop.
Don't do that. Okay, don't do that. Can you just go look at a sign?
I fell down. Oh, Christ.
Oh, my God, this man has fallen. The ice machine, his ass is stuck inside. Oh, my God, please, we must help him. You guys, come over
Pull
here. Help
me out of the machine.
Holy shit, Klaus, what
okay,
is going
I'll get
on,
his
Klaus?
Feet.
Hold
Klaus.
Me out.
Oh, my
I'll
God, his
feet.
Ass is, like, stuck to the ice. I will try. Okay, you breathe on the
okay,
ice.
I
will
Klaus,
pull.
Klaus, I got it. I got the hot water. I'm going to get the hot water.
Yeah, one, have
the hot water. You
okay, I'm gonna pour on it, then you pour
okay.
the water on.
Excuse me. What floor are you on?
If he's on the floor, I can hear you. Okay, you pull the water on and I'm blowing on the anus now.
I'm doing it right now.
Hello?
It's melting, it's melting.
His ass is so big, it is stuck on.
Hey, we're
on,
trying
like,
to help him.
The hot water is relaxing his anus too much. Please, oh, please stop it.
Oh my god, his. Why is he getting a boner? Why is he getting a boner?
Yeah, it's stuck to the ice, it will not matter. We got to get it off, yeah. We gotta get it off ice, it's gonna get preserved.
What do you think was gonna happen when you put the thing up his butt?
Hello?
Wait, why is his ass still stuck to it? How big is this guy's ass?
Hello, I picked up the phone. Hello?
Wait, is that the college football? There's a college football team coming in.
Hi, what floor are you on?
The third floor.
You're on the third floor?
Yeah.
Why is the college football team coming in?
A mess up here.
You can't be on the third. We don't have a third floor.
Three men on
no,
the floor
he means
right now.
The 13th floor.
Ah. Yeah. 142.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on 13 or 31?
We're looking out the window. And we can see
downtown
you.
You're in 31.
We're
looking at downtown Atlanta from our window.
Yes, 31.
Yes, just let him go. The poo-poo will clean the rest of the way, guys. Job done. Give us five.
Wait a minute. Put me down.
Security's on the way.
Put me down. Don't throw me out the window.
No.
Leave him there.
Only way to clean you is to
cleanse
you.
You always said you wanted to fly.
Okay, leave him there. Leave him on the floor.
Ma'am.
Security's on the way right now.
Ma'am, they said they were going to treat me like Hans Gruber and throw me out the window.
No, she said to spread him on the floor, fella. Spread his legs on the floor. You take his arms. Give him kisses. Lots of kisses now.
Okay.
I'm going to buy the Wiener Schnitzel from the vending machine.
The rote brote Käse und das Bier.
Well, maybe. So I guess we could still throw him out the window, but it's kind of a bit of a shame because, like, his ass is still really frozen burnt or something. It's weird. We need to put some ointment on there.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Why is the male prostitute in here?
What's going on? Why has he got his pants down? This is hot.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hello.
There's a stripper.
There's a stripper
in our room. Yeah, we hired her, but she won't leave. She's done. Right, the show's over. 2:15.
What's your wrong
she
number?
Says 215. Yeah, she said she wants to stay and do other things, and I don't know what that means.
One moment. What's the last name on the room?
Yeah, ma'am. Help. One of our guys is having a struggle with her over by the window. It's not going to turn out well. Oh shit, Tim! You threw her out the window. Hey, dude, hang up. We gotta get out of here.
Help me!
Carl,
what's the last name
Carl
on the room?
Carl fucking did it again.
Who said it was a male stripper, honestly? Like,
what's the last name on the room?
Don't talk to me like I'm missing chromosomes.
So Wingless is the male stripper who got thrown out the window.
He's still hanging outside the window. He's still outside.
He's on the floor going, ah.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
I like explaining it to her. Yeah.
In case
you didn't get this, here's the story.
Should have mentioned banana hammock.
He's outside the window.
I'm holding up my dear fucking life to the window.
Just to be clear,
he's inside out.
There's no need to call emergency service.
I've tried that twice now where I'm like, somebody's getting thrown out the fucking window and nobody gives a shit.
Dance.
Yeah, why'd you hang up on me, baby?
Because I wanted to, baby.
I want
to
kiss your jowls.
Bye, baby.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
I like her.
Baby.
Baby.
I want to kiss her jowls.
Thanks for calling the front desk. How can I help you?
Hey, I'm having trouble making a decision. You know how there's like two plugs? You know how like the outlet has like two plugs?
Right.
Yeah, so I want to play PlayStation, you know, as like the power brick. But like I can't fit that and the plug for my life support. I don't know. This is a hard decision.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Right, Carl.
A good
for life support.
A good twist on that. A good twist on that would be to say Grandma's sleep apnea machine or the Nintendo. It's one or the other.
Yeah, it's because
theoretically
one.
She could survive without the sleep apnea machine.
Look, I can charge your pacemaker off my inductive cell phone charger, so it's good.
Pacemaker.
We're calling the DoubleTree by Hilton, Birmingham Perimeter Park. You are being transferred to the operator.
You need to get Miriam stuck in an IKEA and start playing like plate breaking sounds.
DoubleTree, this is front desk.
Hey, yes, hello. Hey, this is the lady's lost.
He's touching me. He's got his fingers deep inside. No,
I'm holding her arm to try to guide her.
Inside.
I'm trying to guide her out.
Oh God! He's got his fingers in me.
I don't.
Oh Lord! I haven't been touched like this. No,
ma'am, I'm trying. I'm calling the front desk to get you help. Do you know what room this lady is supposed to be in?
What's going on here?
I don't know who this lady is.
I don't know either. Hang on. She's putting up... She's struggling quite a bit. I think she's very confused here. I'm going to hit her on the head with a vase.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Thank you for calling.
Tell me if you can hear this.
In the 5 Point South Historic District of downtown Birmingham, Alabama. Please leave us your name and phone number. Speak slowly, and we'll call you back. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yes, hello. I'm a kitty cat in the middle of the room, and I'm knocking over everything. Yes. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Oh, God, yes! Oh, God, yes! Meow! Meow!
Oh, come now. I'm coming. Oh, baby.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.